Kevin Smith, a Republican candidate for the U.S. Senate, joins us live this morning. Good morning, New Hampshire's the show. This is the place, GMI Studios. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Jack. Great to be on with you again. And, Jack, if you don't mind, I want to be the first person to wish you a very happy birthday, even though I know it's early. I have to be the first one to do it.
I can't confirm or deny that.
How you doing, Jack?
Good, thank you, sir. I want to just jump into kind of what's happening in the Ukraine because, you know, depending on where you look at this, senators, it's an important role if you were ever elected senator. Senator Hassan's certainly there now, but when you look at the foreign policy stuff, so let's start there if we can. You just heard the president talking about Putin's back against the wall. He's going there to meet presumably with NATO nations on Friday and mainly Poland, where we're seeing almost 2 million of the 3 million refugees. I guess my question, Kevin Smith, where's the red line here? If you were a senator and, you know, what's the red line? If Putin hypothetically used chemical weapons to take Kyiv or something just even more horrific than he's done, is there a point at which NATO and the U.S. would be involved, would have to fire some kind of more of a military direct shot at in terms of stopping the attack in Ukraine? Where's the red line in your mind?
Well, Jack, I think first and foremost, the red line has to be if Putin decides to attack any of the NATO alliance countries. But look, what we should be really concentrating on right now and focusing on is we still haven't gotten the resources to Ukraine that they've asked for, whether it be the military equipment, whether it be the humanitarian aid. From my understanding, we've only gotten a fraction of that aid to them thus far, and they're still waiting for the delivery of certain military equipment. Why haven't we gotten the MiGs over to Poland? From what I'm hearing, Jack, from the folks that are briefing me that have knowledge of this, there's no coordinated effort right now within the White House to get these materials that the Ukraine so badly needs. And so, you know, everyone ought to be putting an extreme amount of pressure and demanding accountability from the White House right now to find out why they haven't received the aid in the equipment that they've been asking for. You know, I hate to Monday morning quarterback because mm-hmm. you can't fix the things that have already happened. But let's go back to the fact that the sanctions that we have on Russia right now should have been put on Russia before they ever invaded Ukraine. That should have been done then. But the past is the past, and now we need to do everything we can do to make sure the Ukraine has what they need to be able to fight this battle. And again, that red line needs to be drawn if they attack a NATO country.
Well, I think that would be, and of course, that's the NATO covenant. You know, any NATO nation attack, you're all, you know, one is this if you're attacked. But what about, again, what I'm worried about with Putin's back against the wall and our retired general, Army general, who's our military expert for Good Morning New Hampshire, General Ryan, doesn't make Putin more dangerous that his attack is stalling, that his troops aren't what they thought they were. He miscalculated on several fronts. He's getting a little desperate, probably facing some pressure at home internally. So the question is, if he did something like chemical weapons on the Ukrainian people, mm-hmm. Is that a red line?
Well, again, I would not be sending troops at that point. But what we do need to do is give Ukraine everything they need to fight this battle.
Yep.
I've said from the beginning, Jack, that I do not believe we should be putting troops on the ground in this particular war. But we can give Ukraine everything they've asked for, and we haven't done that yet, and we need to continue to pressure the Biden administration. Ask, where is their coordinated effort on this? Those ought to be the questions being asked right now. And,
right.
And why haven't they gotten the supplies over to Ukraine that they've asked for?
Justice Jackson in the Supreme Court proceedings, you know, this is the sort of the day of questioning where senators will get about 30 minutes each. It seems some Republican senators are critical or have concerns about the justice's background on criminal type prosecutions or, you know, law enforcement. But my question is really, from what you know of Justice Jackson, she's been confirmed before from a judicial point of view, clearly qualified, passed a Senate confirmation a year ago for, you know, a post. If you were a senator from New Hampshire, from what you know at this point, depending on the questioning, any, you know, earth-shattering type answers, would you be voting in favor of Justice Jackson to become the next Supreme Court justice?
Based on what I know at this point, Jack, I wouldn't, and here's why. And look, from everything I know and have seen so far, certainly Justice Jackson appears to be a very intelligent, very charming, and sincere person. But I do believe her legal jurisprudence is sincerely wrong, in that what we have seen from her thus far in her time as a judge is she appears to have been soft on crime. And this is certainly not a time where we need that. Number two, she blocked a very common sense national security measure that would have expedited the removal of illegal immigrants during the Trump administration. And we certainly have a national crisis at our border right now. And she also ended up blocking a government accountability executive order that would have allowed federal agencies to fire, you know, poor performing workers. Mm-hmm. And so when I look at her record and I look at the groups that have lined up behind her, like Demand Justice, which is a very liberal progressive group, I just feel like she would be an activist judge on the court. And, you know, my philosophy, if I were a United States Senator, Jack, is I'd be looking for Supreme Court nominations who view the Constitution as a legal document and not as a living, breathing document to be interpreted on the whatever the whims of the day are.
And Kevin Smith, on the same subject, if you look at what's happening with the Supreme Court, very much in the news now, and by the way, I think Justice Thomas is going to be released from the hospital in the next day or so, which is good. But my question is Roe versus Wade. There was that ancillary case that the court was taking up, and they might jump into that this spring or summer. If they were, do you believe Roe versus Wade federally should be overturned by the Supreme Court and that abortion issue left to individual states?
You know, Jack, I don't know what's going to happen at the Supreme Court this spring when they make a ruling on that. Here's what I do know. Regardless of what they rule on that particular case, nothing is going to change in New Hampshire the next day. New Hampshire has a law in the books right now which allows for abortions up through 24 weeks. And prohibits them thereafter. And that would be the same law that would remain on the books, again, depending on whatever the Supreme Court does.
Mm-hmm. And finally...
And I think that's a very reasonable law.
Senator Hassan has said on this show, in fact, she was the first to say it, or she first said on this show, that with the gas prices so high, as states do different things to give people relief at the pump, should be in favor of temporarily suspending the federal gas tax. Would you?
Jack, I already called it a gimmick once, and it is a gimmick. I mean, my feeling is this. We don't need any short-term solutions here. We need long-term plans to bring the prices at the pump down. Because how long do you suspend it for? What, 6 months? And then the prices get jacked up again? Nobody wants to see that. So we need to, as I've said, I'm the only candidate, Jack, that's actually put out an energy plan, a long-term energy plan. You know, and it involves things like opening up Keystone Pipeline again, drilling in Anwar, taking the suspensions off of publicly released land to allow oil production at home, and having an all-above approach to our energy crisis. I want to see long-term solutions. Jack, don't forget, we were energy independent just a year ago, and today we're not because of this administration and Maggie Hassan's support of what the administration is doing.
So no to a temporary suspension of the federal gas tax. What about the state gas tax?
Well, I mean, look, that's a state issue, and they'll have to figure that out, you know, statewide. Mm-hmm. Again, I want to see long-term solutions to this problem, and we don't have that right now.
Kevin Smith, GOP U.S. Senate candidate, joining us live. Good morning, New Hampshire. Thank you. Make it a great Tuesday.
Thanks. You too, Jack.